About 5 million children in the U.S. have a parent who is in this country illegally. These families have always been at risk of being separated if the parents are detained. But that risk has been heightened as the Trump administration cracks down on illegal immigration. Emma Jacobs reports that immigration attorneys are now warning that more children could end up in foster care.
Maria Luis and her family were separated back in 2005. Federal immigration agents in Grand Island, Nebraska, picked up the young mother, who was in the country illegally. She was detained about a month, apart from her two children. She thought they would rejoin her on her flight to her native Guatemala, right up until an immigration agent escorted her to the gate.
No hay Angie, no hay Daniel, entonces yo les dije, mis hijos.
Maria says her daughter, Angie, and son, Daniel, weren't there.
No, tus hijos se van a quedar en el estado.
She says the officer told her that her children were going to stay with the state. They weren't going to Guatemala. On the plane that would take her thousands of miles away from them, Maria says she thought she wanted to kill herself. She wanted to die.
Dios, yo me quiero matarme, quiero morirme.
This is the worst case scenario an undocumented parent can face. At the same time, you're being deported, you lose custody of your children to foster care, and have to navigate a complex system in a second language from another country to get them back. Immigration attorneys warn parents about this. They advise them to have a clear, legally documented plan for the care of their kids in case they're detained or deported. Emily Butera is an expert on the rights of immigrant families. She works for the Women's Refugee Commission.
But for any parent who is deported and who leaves children behind in the United States, it's obviously really difficult to put that family back together.
Some children are detained with their parents, but some aren't. For instance, immigration agents typically don't detain children who were born here because they're U.S. citizens. If children of undocumented parents don't have a suitable legal guardian, they're placed into foster care, and their parents must go to court and meet many requirements to regain custody, like a home study or psychological testing.
And that's something that's very difficult for a parent to do in the United States living in the community, let alone for a parent to do who's in detention, let alone for a parent to do who's been deported.
Back when Maria Luis's case got national attention, this was a big problem. An estimated 5,000 children were in foster care whose parents had been deported, according to one study in 2011. Under intense criticism, the Obama administration made some changes. It implemented new rules to make sure parents' interests were taken into account during immigration proceedings, and it targeted immigrants who committed crimes in the U.S., so fewer parents were detained. Then Trump took office and targeted anyone in the country illegally. Here's Emily Butera again.
We are in a particularly precipitous situation now with this vast expansion of immigration enforcement that's likely to result in more children being placed into child welfare care and, as a result, more parents losing their parental rights.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement told NPR it is, quote, committed to ensuring that the agency's immigration enforcement activities do not unnecessarily disrupt parental rights, unquote. But the Trump administration stands by its crackdown, saying it is merely enforcing the law. Maria Luis hadn't designated a legal guardian for her two children when she was detained a decade ago. She faced questions about her parenting and had to prove she could provide a stable home in her remote, poverty-stricken town in Guatemala. A team of pro bono attorneys fought her case all the way to the Nebraska Supreme Court. She recalls the first time she saw her children in 5 years, when she was allowed to return for a hearing.
Daniel, si me conoce.
Maria says Daniel knew her, but Angie didn't, and told her she wasn't her mother. Maria says that hurt a lot because she had fought and fought and cried for so many years. Maria eventually won her case, overcoming arguments from state foster care officials that her children would have better lives in the U.S.
Hello?
When I reached the family in Guatemala last month, it was Angie who answered the phone.
I'm her daughter. Yeah, she's here.
Maria says her children are doing well, apart from the normal teenage issues.
Angie, Daniel, extraño mi Estados Unidos.
She says her children miss the United States a lot. While Angie lacks documentation that she was born in the U.S., Daniel has proof of citizenship and could return. But he doesn't want to leave his mother behind. For NPR News, I'm Emma Jacobs.